I want to take a moment on this Friday and just take the opportunity to say that I'm praying for our pastor friends across the country, our graduates from West Coast Baptist College, and of course our church family here at Lancaster Baptist. And this is that time of year when we get caught up in the busyness of the season, but we don't want to forget to focus on some of the priorities that will not only be blessed of God in this season, but also in the new year. And so I just thought I'd share with you five things I try to focus on in December. And maybe something said will trigger a thought in your mind or reinforce what you're doing. You know, the first thing I really try to focus on in December is the gospel itself. I love preaching the virgin birth of Christ. I love the fact that his virgin birth is directly related to the blood atonement. And I think, as opposed to going topical in the sense of trying to be overly humorous or real relevant to every moment of the Christmas season, you can't go wrong just preaching the sound doctrine of the Word of God. And I want to encourage you to focus on the gospel. Even this past weekend, we had hundreds of visitors on Sunday night for our Christmas musical. And God put on my heart to speak about the word saved. And we saw many people saved by sticking with a Bible term and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The second thing we really focus on in December is making sure that our church calendar is finished and sent to the printer. And I trust by now that you have 2012 well mapped out. And I think our people really appreciate receiving on January 1st a printed calendar saying, here's the vision for the new year. Pray with us, join with us. And I'm thankful for those who helped me graphically to prepare those things. But a calendar is vital in the new year. The third thing we do is we pull aside with our church leadership team. And normally in mid-December, each member of the leadership team will share his vision by way of what is called the staff planner. Kerry Schmidt will share his portion of the media and youth portions. And then maybe Tim Christensen, the adult ministries and the building program, and Jerry Furso, the outreach. For every event that they have in youth or outreach or adult ministries, they will list all the steps leading up to that main event. It might mean room reservations. It might mean securing a bus driver. It might mean reserving a summer camp. But all of that has to be done before the new year and placed into a folder that then is given to our secretarial staff and maintenance staff so that everyone knows how to support the mission. And it was a great time this past week to hear from the hearts of our pastoral staff what God is doing in their life. Not only do we emphasize the gospel primarily, and then the new year calendar, and then the staff planners, but fourthly, and I can't stress this enough, we try to emphasize loving people. What a great month to just be involved with random acts of kindness. My wife and I were out soul winning this last week, and we met a family where the man had recently lost his job. He is now, after 24 years, making a great salary. He's now a crossing guard worker 2 hours a day for the public school. And Terry and I have now purchased a gift that we're going to deliver to that family at Christmas time. Not members of our church, but the Holy Spirit put that on our heart. Today I visited with our widow's luncheon, and we had a special lunch provided by the church for the widows of the church. What a blessing to be a blessing. Focus on people and meeting their needs this month. And then finally, I would be remiss if I didn't encourage you. Take some time with your family. And if you have kids at home, take pictures. Take them out for special times of shopping or looking at the Christmas lights. Enjoy your family this month, and you'll never regret investing time in your family and loving them and giving to them. And I know God will bless you as you just think about the priorities of December. We're looking forward to seeing God bless here, and we pray his blessings upon you during this Christmas season.